Welcome to the Licking Comedy Locker Room. Here on K98.7, each week we feature a local high school from Licking County, interviewing the athletic director, coaches, players, and more, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Ship Brothers Brewing, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Pew's Designer Jewelers, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Buckeye Games and Flea Market, Park Lanes, Wright Brothers Power, and the Toy Store. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Licking County Locker Room on K98.7.
And a pleasant Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing here in downtown Newark. Stop on in, have yourselves some great food and some great drinks, as tonight we focus on Watkins Memorial and the Warriors coming in now 5-1 on the football season after a big win on Saturday across the river in West Virginia, defeating Brooke High School, and we'll talk about that game a little bit later on. But a lot more games to recap as we get underway. Some real exciting matchups and some historic games that took place this past Friday night, and we head up north on Route 13 to begin in Utica as the Redskins move to 5-1, 1-0 in the LCL Cardinal. So that's a recap of Friday's games. When we'll come back, we'll speak to one of the outstanding golfers from Watkins Memorial, that being Gracie James. We'll speak to her next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live here at Ship Brothers Brewing on K98.7.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on K98.7.
Brian Mays back here at Ship Brothers Brewing here on the Licking County Locker Room. And earlier today, I had a chance to speak to one of the outstanding athletes from Watkins Memorial, senior golfer Gracie James. And as you get a chance to listen to this interview, some of the numbers that she has put up have just been eye-popping of what she's been able to do on the golf course. So without further ado, let's bring in one of the greats from Watkins Memorial, Gracie James.
Welcome back to the Licking County Locker Room here on K98.7, and happy to be joined by one of the outstanding golfers in Licking County. We're happy to be joined by Watkins Memorial Senior Gracie James. Gracie, thank you so much for joining us. And first question I wanted to ask you is, what got you into golf? What was the turning point or something that you saw, read, listened to that really said, hey, this is a sport I want to take up at a younger age?
Well, my dad golfed for his whole life, so he's always tried to get me into it, but I didn't really start getting into it until I found a few friends who also liked to play in seventh grade.
All right, so you start in seventh grade, and I think anybody who has picked up a golf club would say, this, it looks so easy. You just have to hit a non-moving ball and just hit it where you want to go. Now, we know it's not that easy, so when you got started, and yeah, you had some nepotism there with your dad, but what kept you driving? What kept you wanting to learn more about it and just get better and better and better?
I would say the thrill of hitting a good shot or making a birdie just kept me in it. I'm very competitive too, so I always like to keep beating myself and beating others when I was younger.
Well, and it is, you have to have, I think, that competitive fire playing a game of golf, because it really is you against the world. And I get it that you're on a team and you want to help the team, but you really are out there one-on-one with another player. So those competitive juices, I guess, really has helped you in your career, Watkins?
Yes, it has a lot.
You own every school record for girls' golf, and then you just keep adding on and breaking. Did you ever think that when you started in high school as a freshman that you would have the success that you've been able to accomplish?
Honestly, no. Last year, I completed my goal that I set for myself for senior year, so I'm very shocked. But it's just been a lot of fun, and I just keep trying to get better, and I work really hard, or at least try to.
You were a state qualifier in 2021, second place in the Division I state tournament after the first day. What's that like, playing at state?
I was very nervous. Like, I was thinking, it was a very exciting experience, though. And it was a great feeling to have on the first tee. Looking back at it, it was very exciting.
All right, so now I have to ask you about something that I will never, ever be able to accomplish, let alone breaking 80. But you shot a 65 this year and 29 on the back. Now, you know, in different sports, Gracie, they talk about sometimes you're just in the zone and everything you shoot, hit, throw, whatever the case may be, you just know it's going good. I got to know, what were the feelings like that day? And did you think, oh, I am really in the zone today?
Not at first. On the front line, when I shot the 65, I was really angry because I was hitting the ball well, but I wasn't making any putts at all. I shot even par. And I think I hit 8 greens in regulations on the front. And then turning to the back, I just start making a lot of putts, and it just kept going on and on. I'm like, wow, when am I going to miss a putt?
Do you think about that at all when it's going that good, or do you really just try to stay within the moment? Because, again, back to this game of golf, when you do hit a couple of good shots, you're thinking maybe a bad one is right around the corner. So how do you keep those negative thoughts or concerns out of your head when you are going so good?
Well, I thought a little bit of both. I tried to think of keeping myself very calm and telling myself very positive things, but I also was thinking, oh my gosh, what if I shoot 29, which was my goal? I just kept trying to make a lot of putts, and when I'm standing over the putts, I tried to think only of that putt being the most important shot out of the whole day.
Well, that is an amazing accomplishment to fire a 29 on a back nine, front nine. I don't care what it is. I usually get 29 out of 4 holes. So to hit that is just amazing. Any advice, any tips for youngsters that want to get into the game that you would give them as they get started? Any advice you want to give the youngsters?
Definitely try to not be too hard on yourself and not get too angry. I think one of the most important things in golf is your mental game. And as long as you keep a good mental game, a cool head, positive thoughts, they will be fine. Of course, that also comes with hard work and dedication.
Well, that's what I'm
also...
Go ahead.
Keeping a cool head.
Yeah, keep a cool head. No, and, you know, also, you talk about practice, and I've talked to a few players that, you know, hit 100 balls here, 100 balls there. What was kind of your practice routine in the off season? But, you know, because you've got obviously practice and the meets going on during the year, but how do you stay fresh, but then also don't burn yourself out in playing a game that you love so much?
I definitely try to take at least one day off a week. And during the off season, I have a simulator in my garage that I hit on a lot, but I try to go back and forth between short game practice and long game practice because it does get boring inside sometimes. Yeah, I just try to take some time off and keep it all down.
Your favorite part of your game, is it the long game, middle iron, short game? What part do you enjoy the most or is the most challenging? Maybe I'll add that to that question.
I enjoy my driver and my long game the most, but what I struggle with is my short game, which I work on my short game, my chipping, my wedges a lot more than I do anything else.
What's your future hold for you after you conclude this senior season for you? What's next for you moving forward?
I'm committed to the University of Findlay, which I will be going to next fall. I'm very excited for.
So a Findlay Oiler. Okay, there you go.
Yes.
Is there aspirations to look at down the road, the pro tour?
Yes, I'm hoping after college I will play professionally. That is one of the big goals I've had since I was in seventh grade and first started golf.
And last question, any golfer that you looked up to, anybody that you idolized that as you were learning the game that you pictured yourself or modeled yourself after because of their game or their personality, anybody that really drove you that you wanted to be, I don't want to say like them because everybody's their own individual, but somebody that you did admire and looked up to?
Yes, definitely Nelly Korda on tour. I even have my dog named after her and her sister. So I've always looked up to her when I was younger and even now.
Outstanding. Well, Gracie, congratulations on a tremendous career at Watkins. I know you're not quite done yet. Best of luck moving forward into the postseason and then your future aspirations at the University of Findlay, and then after that. Congratulations on a great career.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate Tracy James joining us. And when we take a break, we'll come back and talk high school football, Warrior-style football. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7.
The Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on Kate 98.7.
And let's talk some Watkins Memorial football. First, bringing on head coach Darren Waters. Coach, thanks so much for joining us and being here. And third year in the program, 18-10, 9-3 last year, got a share of the LCL Buckeye. Program where you thought it might be when you got back into the high school ranks?
I'm happy with where we're at and the direction that we're going in. I think we're a little bit of the ahead of the schedule I thought we would be on, so I'm pleasantly surprised.
Back-to-back years, 5-1 at this point as you get ready for league action to wrap up the year. So, I mean, that tells me that the team has gotten off to good starts, been very consistent, and you know the gauntlet that's ahead of you. But really, you've got to feel good about last year's senior class, this year's senior class, of how they seem to be ready to go each and every week.
Yeah, I think last year's senior class did a good job of trying to continue to establish the foundation for the culture that we want to have in place. And this group really just kind of tried to pick up where they left off. What I think is a little bit more challenging for this group of seniors is we're really a young football team. We have a lot of guys that are new to the program or guys that are younger. And I think our seniors are doing a great job of trying to lead those guys and show an example of how we do things.
So last Saturday, not Friday, but Saturday, afternoon ball game at Brooke, West Virginia, a program that won three state titles, I believe, in the 1980s. 7-3 at halftime. What was the message to the ball club that obviously not your best half of play? You turned it around, but what was the message at halftime?
Yeah, but you know, we made some halftime adjustments. I think my coaches do a good job of that. And the kids were very receptive, but it was also just talking about playing our brand of football. We needed to wake up a little bit from the bus trip, but it was good to see them rally the way we did in the second half.
And rally they did, winning by a final of 32-14, and basically a 32-0 run after being down early, and Brooks' last touchdown was late in the ballgame and really insignificant. So, and you scored on offense, and you scored on defense, too. And how important is that when the defense is able to make some changes, not just turnovers, but get scores?
Oh, it sure helps when they don't only just keep them out of the end zone, but they're putting points on the board for you. You know, and I think our defense has done an excellent job and just continue to get better as the year is going. They're a tight-knit group. I think the defensive coordinator and their staff do a great job of putting the schemes in place, and the kids buy what they're selling as far as what we're going to be doing, and the kids really care about each other, and that's true throughout the program, but they're playing at a really high level right now.
Do you look for those type of games that can help you get ready for postseason play? Obviously a good opponent, a road trip, which you know could happen if you're able to get past the first couple of weeks. So is that something that you look in the scheduling aspect of not just filling a week, but maybe helping develop and get ready for this team for postseason aspirations?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because we talked to the team about the fact that this is an opportunity to prepare for what it would be like if we are lucky enough to make a nice run in the playoffs, have a travel game, have it be a distance a little greater than what we're used to going and seeing how we handle that. We also talked to our kids about the seasons broken down into four parts, you know, or four quarters, and we just finished the second quarter, and now we're getting ready to start the third quarter, and every game has a little bit more meaning to it. You're into league play now, and, you know, you're working towards goals you've established for the season, so, you know, everything requires a little bit more focus, a little bit more intensity, and each week you just want to go 1-0.
All right, let's bring in a couple of your stalwart players, Colton Rhodes and Braden Hulse, and guys, my first question is, when you had a game like that on a Saturday afternoon, not even a Saturday evening, was it tough to get going in the preparation? You had a long bus trip in a morning, which you usually are not used to. So was there an adjustment period getting ready on Saturday?
Yeah, I feel like there was a little bit. We didn't make a stop at John Glenn High School that got out, stretched our legs a little bit. But I feel like when we got to the locker room at Brooke High School, we got locked in the locker room, and by the time we hit the field, we were ready to go.
Different when you looked. You usually get all geared up for a Friday night game, and Friday night, nothing going on. So what difference did you have to do even mentally for a Saturday contest?
I had to go back to those times in Little League when I go and play Saturdays, and I had to think about that, and I was thinking about little me and how he would play, and all the team. I think all of us, we all played together when we were younger, and all of us, I think we went back to that past time, and we were ready to go because we're used to it.
It's a lot easier for you to go back than it would be for Coach and I to go back. I can tell you that for sure. All right, so you guys are 5-1. You've won four straight. Coach feels pretty good. How are you guys feeling about this team at this point through six games?
I feel good about the team. Just getting into really league play. So hopefully that playing all of the other opponents will carry into that.
I feel like we've worked really hard where we're at right now, and all of us, we've learned a lot through these because we're a very young team, and I feel like all these games have set us up for league play and post games after this. So.
And when you do have a young team, I mean, you guys now are the old guys, the veterans. What do you do to help them understand that each practice is important, each play is important? Sometimes you get a little bit, you know, you might want to take off a running drill or something like that, but the importance of it. So how do you install that in the youngsters?
You probably have to just make habits throughout all practice, all week, because I feel like some of the people have already realized that if you don't practice, because we've had injuries with our older guys recently, and some of the younger guys have been needed to step up, and I think they have realized now that practice is important. Practice is more important than the games, and they need to start work. They have been start working hard on practice that will hopefully carry them back into the games.
Started all the way back when we were lifting all year, and we would make them feel like there was something when there's underclassmen, and make them feel like they're on the same level as us, and that we're all just brothers and family. So when we were on the field, we can know that we can trust one another, and in the end, we just want to know that we love each other and that we're going to do whatever it takes, and we just want them to know that.
Now, you both seem like pretty nice guys. You seem to be very even keel, but you have to flip a switch when the game comes on. So how you do that? I'm going to start on the line because that's where it's the nastiest. That's where you can get held and you might do some. No, you would never hold. I know you would never hold. But how do you change that mentality a little bit that you know you have to take it to another level on a Friday night?
I sit there and I look at the guys next to me and I think, well, what can I do to help them? Because at the end, it's not about me. It's about the years after me and what we do after the season, what I remember from my senior year, what they remember from their senior year, what all of them remember from their 2022, 2023 season, everything. It's really what the memory that it is. That's what feels me, and I think it feels a lot of us.
I feel like when you're facing an opponent, you have to realize that both of you guys are going for the same goal, to win the game, and you just have to find in yourself to want it more than them.
All right, so what about this guy here to your left, Coach Waters? What does he bring to the program? What does he, his style, and why do you enjoy playing for him? I set you up real good right there. What makes him special?
I feel like that he takes it above and beyond with the culture piece, not just on the field part, trying to teach us how to be great young men and teaching us lessons that will carry on for the rest of our lives.
I think that he showed us that this is more than just football, and a lot of us are correlating that into our daily lives, how we act at school, how we act around our families. And I think at the end of the day, he's teaching us a bigger life lesson than it's just football, and it's really helping all of us come together, and it's also helping us in the long run.
Maybe that would get you at a one-win sprint, being nice like that. Maybe just one. All right, Licking Valley coming up Friday night. Homecoming, going to be a big game. We're really excited to have it on our broadcast Friday night on Kate 98.7. They're rolling right now. I got to see them last Friday night, and I think they had two penalties the whole game, and just seems like Coach Boffman, his style, everything's working right now. So it's early in the week, but scouting report on the Panthers.
You kind of hit the nail on the head. You know, they've just continued to improve as the season has gone, and you can see that in the film that we've had the opportunity to watch. It's always great to, you know, there's a lot of good football in the Licking County League, I think, and Coach Boffman does an exceptional job. I think he's got an athletic team. I think he's got a talented team. I think they've done a great job coaching those kids up, and you know they're going to be fundamentally sound. You know they're going to play hard for four quarters, and it's always great to have the opportunity to play against a team like that and coach against a coaching staff like that.
Is it different sometimes at the high school level, Coach, and I'm not quite sure how to ask this, but when you've had a quarterback that you're going to face in Hayden Rogers, who's been under center now his third year, maybe there's some things that you can't do differently to rattle a younger quarterback that he's already seen. So do you have to scheme a little bit differently?
You know, I think we just try to look at what they do best and what can we do to put them in a situation where they have to do something outside of that box. You know, I think that's what you're trying to do every week as a defense is how can we take away what they like to do best, first and foremost. And then, but, you know, it is a benefit when you have a kid that has a ton of experience at the helm. And I think you have to make sure that you are very aware of what they like to do in given situations.
And to both of you guys, you know it's going to be a physical matchup with Licking Valley. It always is. So what are your thoughts going into Friday's game?
We probably just have to never stop, keep the foot on the gas pedal no matter what happens. Whether we're up by a lot, down by a lot, just keep on pushing.
We pre-compete, and I think that for us to win this game, I think we're going to compete the whole game, and it's always going to be like that. They're testing our manhood, and we're testing their manhood at the end of the day, and we're gonna go as hard as we can. They're going to go as hard as they can, and it's two respectable programs going at each other for four quarters.
And the four games you have left, I mean, there is no slouch whatsoever. You've got Valley. You've got your arch rival, Heights. Zanesville comes in, a team you don't want to overlook, and then you've got Granville. So, as Coach alluded to, second quarter, we've moved on now, but you can't look ahead, obviously, but you know what's in front of you in capturing a potential outright LCL Buckeye. So, you start in this game of Valley, but as you look ahead, what do you guys think about as you know what's ahead with the opponents you're going to be taking on?
I feel like it's going to be a dogfight, something that we need to get pushed through, but I feel with our talent that we have on our roster, that it'll be something we can accomplish.
I feel like it's a tough schedule. I feel like the LCL over the years has definitely became a higher power conference over the last couple years, and I feel like this is just progressively going to get harder and harder, and I think that they're all going to bring their dogs out, and we're going to bring our dogs out.
And I know it is one game at a time, and I know asked you doing the four games, but to know, I think it's nice to have that non-conference game out of the way, because Granville still has one, Licking Valley still has one, but you know this is it, and this is the opportunity that these guys, as they talked about in the offseason, this is what they work for.
It's, like I said, it's the third quarter of our season, you know, and we're getting ready to start league play, and we understand how strong our league is. We understand everybody has the same objective, so we really try to do a great effort of focusing on just trying to go 1-0 every week. And how do you accomplish that? You've got to go 1-0 every day. You've got to stack good practices on top of good practices, and understand that all those little pieces add up to the products you get on Friday night. And you know, the scoreboard only does one thing; it tells you whether you won or lost. We spend a lot of time trying to evaluate film and see are we improving as we move through the season. I think that's the true test of what you're doing as a program, is are you better at the end of the season than you were at the start of the season. I think the rest of that stuff takes care of itself. You know, obviously we have goals, but if you look too far down the road, you're going to trip on what's right in front of you. That's why I try to make sure it's very much a 1-0 every day mentality.
Well, two quarters in the books, and it's been very successful. We'll see how the third quarter gets kicked off Friday against Licking Valley. Guys, appreciate you coming in. Good luck against the Panthers on Friday night, and go Warriors.
Thank you so much for having us.
We'll take a break. Come back with more as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on Kate 98.7.
Back here on the Licking County Locker Room, happy to be joined by Watkins Memorial Athletic Director Jacob Perkins. And Jake, I tell you, it's always an exciting time when the fall sports get up and running. And just overall, you're a very busy man. You've got a lot going on, but this really is an exciting time of the year, isn't it?
It is. It is. The fall sports season is the busiest, but it's also the most exciting. You know, all the different fall sports that we have going on. But you know, you've got football Friday night, of course, and I know we'll talk about that, I'm sure, with our big homecoming week here. So kids are excited, and it's definitely the most fun time of the school year.
What have you seen? And again, I know I asked this of you last year and the ADs this year, but it seems like there is more involvement and kids are getting back into the swing of things post-pandemic. And has it been a hard sell to, I don't want to say recruit because that can be such a strange word when we talk about athletics, but just wanting kids to be engaged in extracurricular activities and just wanting to enjoy the whole part of the high school student aspect of it, from academics to athletics. Are we seeing that growth that you were hoping for at Watkins?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously the pandemic was difficult, and whether it affected participation in athletics, but also just student involvement and engagement. We have limits on spectators, student sections, these type of things, marching band, all the things that go into, you know, that atmosphere. So, you know, school sports great, you know, it's just student engagement. And we have, I think we're in back to normal, so to speak, and it took a little while. I think student sections, especially like at away games, something I talked to other administrators about, really seemed to dip after that, you know, but I think that's coming back, and that's what it's all about, the kids getting involved and having their sports represent their schools. I think that's a great thing about interscholastic athletics, and it was the hardest part about what we went through. Sure, you know, we kept kids playing, and it wasn't the same, and getting back to all that is great.
You mentioned football, and Coach Waters has done a tremendous job now, 2.5 years into the program, and team rolling right now, 9-3 last year, 5-1 for the second straight year. What has he brought to this program that you've been able to see since he was hired, again, just really roughly about 3 years ago from now? What intangibles do you think he's brought to the program?
Well, all the things that we anticipated, but when we brought him in, we knew, you know, he was a guy that we felt could build a culture here, and that's what he's done. I mean, probably even more so than quicker than what we could have imagined, but there was always the potential here in football that maybe hadn't been realized, you know, in the past, but at least in the recent past. But I really felt confident that Darren was going to do exactly what he's doing, and and build a culture. The culture of not just winning, but within the team, you know, representing their school and being proud of Watkins football, playing with passion for each other. And I think they do that. They play hard, a lot of heart. And I think that's what you want to see. And I think our student body has rallied behind our football team the last couple of years. And you know, we got a part of the LPL last year, but, I think, you know, that's the goal again. Well, the goal is to win it outright, and, it's going to be a challenge starting with this week. So we're into that season now, you know, these conference games, divisional games, you know, homecoming, you know, very, very tough battle, Licking Valley opponents this week. And it's just exciting. The whole school atmosphere around sports can be dictated sometimes by the culture around your football program. And I think right now that's nothing but positive. We're thankful to have Coach Waters here.
You mentioned the LCL, and we talked last year about this time about potential expansion and growth, and you were right on cue, and Mount Vernon joining the LCL next year and joining the LCL Buckeyes. So that's, again, I think that's got to help, especially with scheduling, because, again, this past Saturday, a long trip to Brooke, West Virginia for that last non-conference game. But what is it that helps maybe strengthen the LCL, especially in the large school division, adding a school like Mount Vernon?
Yeah, it's funny because I think we spoke off the record after we were on your featured show last year this time for our height game, kind of about the possibility of adding another school. I think I spoke to you about Mount Vernon would be a perfect fit and something I was a big advocate for. Since that time, it's obviously came to fruition, and I know personally I think they're a great fit, and it's a school that I really wanted to see added for our league. They've got a good community following. They support their teams. They are, they have good facilities. They have a lot of the sports, you know, that we're looking for. And I think their school is similar size to us. You know, all those things. They're a former OCC school like we are in the past. You know, we were in a conference together there. I just think it makes a lot of sense for all the schools in our league. And proximity is good for our league. Obviously, they're not in Licking County per se, but it's not a bad drive for anyone in our conference. Direct route for most schools, and it fits perfectly into our division. I just think it's excellent for our conference. It's also, the timing of that question is also good because we're coming off that trip to West Virginia, which was pretty much needed because of having the odd number in our league, and it's difficult to find games the second half of the season when everyone's in league play, find non-conference games. So, you know, we wound up going down to Brooke, West Virginia, which was a great trip for our kids this past Saturday. We played it on a Saturday afternoon. You know, it was a good experience for them, and you know, you never know, you might have to make a trip like that in the playoffs, a couple-hour drive. So I think it was a good for them to experience that. It got a victory, but I think, you know, ideally, you don't want to have to be finding non-league games second half of the season. I mean, to add a Mount Vernon, I think, for all sports, is a good thing for our conference.
Well, and completely off the subject, but because I am a strange buff on things like this, I believe you guys got to be one of the first folks on a new bridge over there that I think just opened up to the public on Thursday to cross the Ohio River. Is that right? Did you guys got on the new bridge on for the game on Saturday?
Well, I was not aware it was that new. So yeah.
See, I give you worthless information all the time.
No, but that's good, and that I can pass that along, and maybe everyone will appreciate that information. That neat.
But yeah, you're right. It definitely does help with scheduling and just the focus on league play for the second half of the season. And not that I expect you to be able to answer this, but you know, I just still think with so many things that are in the works for this, you know, western part of the county and things that could be changing with enrollment at a lot of different schools and maybe even the smaller schools, I just have to feel that folks that may be looking at the LCL right now might look a lot different five, 6 years from now.
It could. It certainly could. I mean, I think, you know, the growth, I mean, we all talk about Intel coming into the Johnstown area and how that's going to affect the county. But, you know, growth is here and it's coming, and I just have to imagine that's going to affect a lot of our schools and kind of change the way it looks. I think exciting times for Licking County and for our conference. I think we're in a good place moving forward for sure.
And before we let you go, you know, we talked to Gracie earlier tonight, and she's had a tremendous run as an individual, helping obviously the Watkins Memorial girls golf team as well. But any other sports or anything you want to highlight from a fall perspective, or as we get ready to won't be here long to turn into the winter sports as well? Any other areas you want to highlight?
Well, I know I'm glad you had a chance to interview Gracie because she's been a phenomenal student athlete for us the last, you know, 4 years really. But sometimes it's difficult with golf not being a spectator sport necessarily, you know, for students to be able to get in. It's hard for her to sometimes get some of that attention, and man, she has just been phenomenal. And I think she talked to you guys earlier. I was there for the 29. She shot to win that tournament where she beat the, you know, the girl from New Albany that's going on the, you know, playing these LPGA tour events. And Gracie, when she's making putts, she's as good as anybody. And she's got a future, definitely, I think, as you talked about, possibly. I mean, it's limitless and it's exciting. She's such a great kid too. And, you know, for kids like that, when they represent your school, that's exactly what you want. So, looking forward to see what you can do in the future. I mean, Finley's like a Division II power. They won multiple national championships. Their facilities for golf, are unreal up there. Like they really emphasize it and value it. She had multiple Division I offers too, obviously, but I'm proud of her for just picking the place that's best for her. Go up to Finley, and what she could do in the game of golf in the future, it's just definitely a name for people to take note of and follow. So I think that was a good, you know, a good to have her on, and appreciate you doing that. She's representing us quite well, and we're proud of her and excited for what she's doing. And yeah, and all of our sports. Yeah, I mean, we always try to highlight some of the things that we're doing. Our soccer teams right now are both playing really well. Our tennis program year in and year out has been solid. All of our fall sports, you know, volleyball's young this year, but up until now, you know, they had a really good run of 50 plus LCL matches in a row. I mean, over 5 year span, and rebuilding a little bit this year with a lot of youth, but hoping to get right back up there in the future. And it's just a lot, you know, a lot of exciting things. Our cross country programs are always highly thought of. We host our big McGowan cross country invitational, which we had a few weeks back, was one of the biggest in the state. And we do a great job with that. We had that 1,000 course through the woods on our campus. And a lot of people know of us because of that, you know, across the state of Ohio. So fall sports are exciting around here. I know you guys are talking specifically about the game of the week this week that you'll be here for Friday, and it's homecoming week. So a lot of excitement. A lot of excitement here at Walk Week.
No question about that. Athletic Director Jacob Perkins, thanks for your time. Appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Go ahead and wrap things up here from Shiv Brothers Brewing, because we're just about out of time. Want to highlight the football games coming up this Friday. Johnstown goes to Newark Catholic to take on the Green Wave. Johnstown now 2-4 and Newark Catholic 1-5. So both teams in must-win situations for trying to stay alive for the LCAO Cardinal, as well as any postseason aspirations that they might have. Licking Heights, they are also trying to get back on the winning track. They travel over to Muskingum County to take on the Zanesville Blue Devils. Both of those teams come in with records of 1-5. Granville, non-league matchup. They are at home taking on winless Lyndon McKinley at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. So the Blue Aces trying to not have a letdown before they wrap up the last 3 weeks in league play taking on McKinley. But they should move to 7-0 in that contest. Newark, they host Reynoldsburg. And as we talked about earlier, here's a 3 out of 4 games at Whitefield with the opportunity to do some damage, solidify a postseason berth, and make some noise if possible, starting with a game against the Raiders. Lakewood, back to the LCL Cardinal. They travel to Northridge to take on the Vikings. And then the other two huge matchups include the Heath Bulldogs going to Utica to take on the Redskins. The Bulldogs come in with a record of 4-2, and Utica with a record of 5-1. The winner of that game, definitely the inside track to capture the LCL Cardinal. And the game we'll have for you here on Kate 98.7 Friday night at Watkins as the 5-1 Warriors take on the 4-2 Licking Valley Panthers. Both teams with 4-game winning streaks coming into this ball game. Heights has won the last 2 against Licking Valley. Homecoming as well over in Pataskala. It should be a great matchup that we'll have for you right here on Kate 98.7 with the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 o'clock. And then next Monday night here on the Licking County Locker Room Show, we'll be featuring the Licking Heights Hornets as we'll be talking to their head coach, a couple of players as well, and see what's going on over in Licking Heights country. So hopefully you'll be able to join us then at 6:30 next Monday night here on the Licking County Locker Room. So that'll do it for this evening. Appreciate our guests from Watkins Memorial for joining us. This is Brian Mays. Hope you have a great rest of your Monday evening. We'll talk to you Friday night from Watkins Memorial. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Each week, we feature a local high school from Licking County. Brought to you by Ship Brothers Brewing, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Pew's Designer Jewelers, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Buckeye Games and Flea Market, Park Lanes, Wright Brothers Power, and the Toy Store. Tune in next week to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.